This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
This is an historic time.
This could be the next 1918 pandemic.
Why is it taking so long to get a screening test?
Are you isolating yourself?
Who do you count on?
It's actually to protect you.
Wash hands, wash hands, wash hands.
I mean, you're the scientist. You're going to have to tell me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Science Rules, Coronavirus Edition. I'm your host, Bill Nye, and this is the series that brings you the latest analysis and science for this pandemic to keep everybody informed, prepared, and calm. We're all in this together, my friends. And a lot of us around the world right now are under advice to avoid going outside for anything other than the essentials. But we've all got to eat. That's an essential. So there's been a lot of advice circling on the internet about how to manage your shopping trips and food deliveries to minimize your risk of getting COVID-19. But, opinions differ. So today we're joined by Associate Professor of Global Health at Boston University, Christopher Gill, to filter through the options and talk about the science of shopping safely during this pandemic. Dr. Gill, welcome to Science Rules.
Hi there, everybody.
Greetings. So a question for everybody. How crazy should we be? How insane should we all be when it comes to dealing with your surfaces?
Right.
The deep questions are actually surface questions. How long does a virus live on a stainless steel surface and cardboard, plastic?
And also, how long does it last in the air? There was a group that published a study just about 10 days ago in JAMA. It's called JAMA Network. It's one of the JAMA sub-journals.
Journal of American Medical Association?
Correct. And the lead author was a fellow called Van Duremalen. And they did a set of really cool experiments. And what they looked at is if you create an aerosol in sort of like a rotating drum so that you know, the air is kind of moving around constantly, over time, how much does the signal as measured with a polymerase chain reaction, a PCR machine, mm-hmm. how long does that concentration of virus remain over time?
All right. So they did this test, and what happened?
So with air, when they look at the half-life of the viral concentration in air, they find that the half-life is about an hour, meaning that if you had like 1,000 particles at time zero, an hour later you would have 500 particles remaining, and an hour after that you would have 250,
yeah.
and so on and so forth.
There you go.
So it falls very rapidly. And then they did the same experiment, but instead spraying the virus onto different surfaces to see how the virus decayed over time. Now we're sort of like simulating what it's like at the supermarket where you're touching
right.
different things.
Or my kitchen counter.
Or your kitchen counter, exactly. And for surfaces that were made with copper, which is a metal that is very reactive, that's why we see, you know, copper.
Conducts electricity real well. Yeah.
Exactly. It oxidizes beautifully. When you apply the coronavirus to a copper surface, it also dies really quickly. Like the half-life is, again, about an hour, maybe a little bit longer, maybe an hour or an hour and a half. When you spray it instead, however, on cardboard, it lasts a little bit longer. So there the half-life is closer to 3 hours. And that's really interesting because cardboard is something that we encounter all the day, or things like cardboard, like paper, you know, like if you think about the mail or boxes.
Like my box of biscuits.
Or like a box of Cheerios at the supermarket. But then when you go up to steel, it lasts a really long time. And there the half-life is around 6 or 7 hours.
Well, still, that's not 3 days. That's not a month.
No.
3 hours. Okay.
No, but it like supposing you really, you know, this would be like an extreme situation. Supposing you had COVID-19 and you went in and you found yourself a shopping cart and you licked it.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, so you're really exposing
or sneezed on it. Suppose you sneeze on it.
And so you put a lot of virus on there. So the half-life is important, but it's also important, like how much do you have to start with? So if there's a lot, then you would have to cut it in half and in half and in half. You'd have to go through many more half-lives. And so on steel, you had to go through about 4 or 5 half-lives before you get down to really an undetected level, which is a really about 24 hours or a little bit longer than 24 hours.
Now, Chris, Dr. Gill, all over the internet has been this video by a guy, a doctor in Michigan, Dr. Jeffrey Van Wingen, who has this system when he goes grocery shopping. He divides his kitchen counter into a sterile area and a non-sterile area. And this has been so popular, it's a viral video. Sorry. So this thing's been all over the internet. So let's have a listen to it, and I'll look for your hoping for your comments on the other side.
So remember, everything that goes to this side of the table is going to be considered clean and sanitized. Because I know that human hands have touched this medication bottle in less than 72 hours, I'm going to wipe that down. I'm going to place it on the clean side. And the way I'm going to handle fruit is I'm going to treat this fruit, which is pretty much porous. It's kind of like our skin. So if I wash that like we should be washing our hands, then that should be just fine. I'm going to dump it in some soapy water here.
So I've done a lot of things, but washing my fruit with soap is not something I've gotten to yet. Now, before you give me an earful, isn't there a hierarchy of clean? There's clean, I'm serious, clean, sanitize, sterilize. Isn't it something like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so clean means it's free of particles, and sanitized means that like you use hot water and detergents, and sterilized means that you basically pressure cooked it,
right,
so that you kill everything, which obviously you can't do for your broccoli. Well, you could, it might be delicious, but it you know, you couldn't then sell it because it would be like pre-cooked for you.
Right. Yeah. So what's your view of all this?
So I watched that video too. And first of all, I thought that, you know, his manner was charming, and he is, you know, his message is the right message. Like, this is important, and we have to be thoughtful about like being exposed to things unnecessarily. And of course, shopping is not unnecessary. It is mandatory. We got to eat. But I think his video is kind of missing two key points.
Wow. Wow.
The first is that, you know, we have to think about not just are you exposed to the virus, but at what concentration you're exposed to the virus, right? Because the virus is decaying all the time, you know, at different rates depending on the different surfaces, but it's going down in concentration. So the probability that something got handled, like your box of raspberries in Mexico got handled and then infected and then was shipped away up to Boston, which probably took 4 or 5 days and is now still infected at some reasonable concentration, is very, 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 very low. So by that point, like the concentration that's still left on the food is low. Now, of course, it could be recontaminated as people are putting it on the shelves. So I suppose that's possible. But even there, the amount of virus that is on your hands that is being transferred to the food and is then decaying on the food is a very, very, very small amount. And so
it's this business of half-life. It's
exactly. And it works in both directions. You know, this is why the virus has spread across the country, because we also see an exponential doubling of the virus. Every 4 days, the numbers of cases in the United States are roughly doubling.
Because the reproduction rate is 2.5.
These viruses basically love to live on an exponential scale. And of course, we mere humans think in arithmetic terms. And so we're sort of surprised when we see these things happen.
You can.
But in this case, it helps us.
Why? How does it help us?
Well, because you have this exponential decay curve as well. And so
working the other way.
The risk is going down, down, down fast on the things that you buy. And so I feel like he's focusing on the small risk, which is not a zero risk, and it probably happens, but no one has yet shown epidemiologic data that we're seeing outbreaks related to Safeway supermarkets. So
here's the thing that he is doing for everybody. I think everybody wants to do something, wants to have some feeling of control.
Yes.
What do you do with your food?
The short answer is nothing, because I actually don't think that this is the main concern. Because earlier I was talking about the small risk being the food, but I think the big risk, the one that we're actually taking and ignoring, is the air in the supermarket, which is the far more concerning risk that you...
So you're saying wear a mask to the supermarket.
I think that would be a better practice. And I think the CDC is coming around on this and saying this is a good idea.
It just makes sense to wear a mask of some kind.
It just makes sense. And it may not be perfect, but neither is washing your apples with soap.
We'll be back right after this.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Practical advice. You're going to go to the supermarket. You are going to wear a mask. What about your hands?
So what I do, I go through the supermarket with a cart or a basket. I fill up my cart and I try to be really civil and not like handle things and then put them back on the shelf. That would seem to be a no-no.
What about wiping your nose and handling things?
I try, my shoulders are very disgusting right now because I wipe my nose on my shoulders.
That's a lot of information, Doc.
But you got to do it somewhere. And so I try not to touch anything except the food and go straight in the basket. And then I'm trying not to be very conscious about not touching my face with my hands at all, because I assume that my hands are contaminated.
And then Do you wear gloves in the grocery store?
No, because the gloves don't really help you, because they're also contaminated as soon as you touch things. And then you touch your face with the gloves. It hasn't helped you. But as soon as I leave the supermarket, the first thing I do is spray my hands with hydrogen peroxide, which is easier to find than Purell and also works.
Hydrogen peroxide, H2O2.
Yeah.
Now available in a spray bottle like window cleaner.
Right.
I happen to know.
That's what I use.
And do you keep that in the car, for example?
I do.
And everybody, speaking of sunlight, if you use hydrogen peroxide in the brown bottle, it's in a brown bottle to keep sunlight from breaking it down.
That's right.
It breaks down into oxygen gas and water. So just a thing. What about rubbing alcohol?
If you had that too. I mean, the gel, the only purpose of the gel is it slows the alcohol from evaporating quite so quickly.
And it often has a hand lotion mixed in.
And it's good. It's easier to apply because it's like a lotion. Rather, with alcohol, you tend to splash it all over.
Whoa, it's gone everywhere. Yeah. Now, what about, do you wash your vegetables with soap?
No more than I used to, just because I want to get the sand off. But I'm not thinking that it's not going to get the COVID-19 off my broccoli. I don't think that's possible.
Mm-hmm. And so after you rinse your lettuce or your spinach or your fruit, and it's been sitting in the sun, you, Dr. Gill, are feeling pretty good about this.
Correct.
Like it won't kill you very much.
I am not at this point, I am not worried about getting COVID-19 from
that. And from is there a downside to eating soap, for crying out loud?
Well, it tastes terrible. And if you insisted on eating it, even though it tasted terrible, you'd probably get a stomach ache and maybe some diarrhea.
Which is, yeah. So for you, you don't get groceries delivered in boxes.
No. But I do go and get my mother's groceries and I deliver them to her on her doorstep.
Let me ask you an urban myth. And by urban, I mean my neighbors.
Sure.
The sunlight, ultraviolet in the sun. How much does that affect you? How much does that affect coronavirus?
It's awesome. I mean, every virus hates ultraviolet light. Every bacteria,
is if you're going to give viruses and bacteria agency making decisions. But I follow what you mean. I know what you're saying.
Right. Sunlight is the great sterilizer. So that's one thing. And the other thing that helps us outside is math, right? Like the concentration of any infectious agent in the air is governed by the cube of the radius. So even a tiny increase in the sphere of air that you're standing in, you go from a 10-foot cube to a 15-foot cube, the amount of dilution that has because it's cubed is tremendous. And when you go outside, the dilution factor is like almost infinite. And so the risk of getting COVID-19 outside on a sunny, windy day, unless you're like right up in someone's face, has got to be like close to nothing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Plus the sunlight is the ultraviolet light in the sunlight is killing everything, almost on contact. And so being outside is a great place as long as you can stay, not touching people.
Yeah. 6 feet away, 6 feet away.
And you're good to go.
Okay. What about mail writ large, letters and magazines and packages?
Right. Letters. So like, let's suppose that my son had COVID-19 and wanted to write a letter to his grandma. And so he writes a letter, and now the paper that he's written on has probably been a little bit contaminated, but only a little bit because he's not like, sneezing on it, I hope. But he's
what if he licks the envelope?
Important safety tip number one, don't lick the stamp, don't lick the envelope, because now you're putting a lot of virus on there, and then you're sort of sealing it into this matrix. And so you would think that probably would stay intact and infectious for a long time. So don't do that.
Don't do that.
So, but he's now like slightly contaminated this envelope with a little bit of virus because there's only a little bit on his hands and only a tiny bit on his pen. And so the virus, the letter is hot, but it's not like super hot. It's just like a little bit hot.
And hot is a virology term for infected.
Infected, right. So he sticks it in the letterbox and it's down at the end of our street and there's a blue letterbox and it is made of steel. And so he throws it in there and it sits and bakes in the hot sun for 6 hours. So finally the postman comes along and takes the mail and brings it to the post office and puts it into a bin where it sits around for another 6 hours and then goes to a clearinghouse. And then it goes onto a truck or a plane or a train and it gets sent somewhere else to grandma's house. And then it gets to the next clearinghouse where it goes through another 6 to 10 hours of being sorted into different directions.
So you're into this for two or three, four days. Is what
right. So
saying.
By the time it gets to grandma, as long as you didn't lick the letter, you're totally, there's nothing to worry about except from the postman who physically delivered it at the final step.
So I've asked my postman, man and woman letter carriers to leave the mail on a table outside, which is literally in the sun. Just more about me.
That is a brilliant solution. And as long as it doesn't blow away in the wind, I think.
The wind is a factor, but we manage it. Yeah. So what you're saying is take this thing seriously, but keep the math in mind.
Yes. Let's focus on the big exposure risk, which is direct contact with people and probably aerosols and contained indoor spaces. And let's not obsess so much about the little risk, which is like the things that might have been incidentally touched by someone with a very low concentration, where I think the risk is like very, 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 very low.
Wear a mask to the grocery store. Carry hydrogen peroxide or alcohol in your car. Spray your hands before you get home.
That's right. And I think if you've done all that, you're taking all reasonable precautions at that point.
What about getting prescriptions delivered? What about going to the drugstore?
I would prefer that they be delivered in that case because then it behaves like the mail.
In the sunlight, for example, or just letting it sit around papers like cardboard, 3, 4 hours, 5 or 6 cycles, it'll dissipate. Break down.
And if you're worried about the bottles themselves, you could easily wash those with soap and water. That takes you 2 seconds.
What about hydrogen peroxide?
Or you could spritz them. Yep.
Give them a squirt.
Yep. You could do that.
What do you think the future is? Are we going to be able to manage this?
Well, we have no choice but to manage it. So we will. It's going to be a bumpy ride for the next few months, but we will eventually get through it. And I imagine that one consequence of this is that we have a population now that is sort of as wise to infectious disease epidemiology as any in history. And I hope that this allows us to sort of think more sort of clear-eyed about the future so that this kind of thing doesn't necessarily have to happen again, or that if it does, God forbid, that we have some plans in place.
This, I think, will bring it home for people. This is real. If nothing else, this is the upside of electronic communication and so on. And I think about the model all the time of World War II. People were reluctant to get involved. Governments in the West were reluctant, but once everybody realized the threat, man, things revved up and stuff got done. Our guest has been Associate Professor of Global Health at Boston University, Dr. Christopher Gill, who has taken the time to help us go shopping for food and other things in a common sense, respectful of the math kind of way. Thank you so much,
Professor Gill. It was such a pleasure. Take care, everybody, and stay healthy.
So before we go, we have a tradition here. A tradition the last couple weeks of getting a story from one of our listeners. And what people are doing is leaving us voicemails. And this is another story that, it really gets to me. Let's please roll that digital recording.
Hey, Bill, this is Irvin Harris and family, Eileen and Yanaba.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
And just letting you know about our COVID-19 experience. My wife is in the mortgage industry, and she's working full-time at home. I am working in the healthcare industry, and I support the frontline healthcare workers working from home but also working on site. And our daughter, unfortunately, is out of school, and we have family members who are in the food industry who are without work. And we have family members that are sick, and it's a struggle for us to try to find supplies and help keep them sustained while taking care of ourselves. So it's a strain on everybody, but we're all coming together and we're working to get through this. Thanks, and hope everyone is doing well and stay safe.
Thanks, Bill. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Irvin et al. He's really working through this. He sounds like he's got a measured approach, but there's going to be tough times ahead. And if you're out there and you'd like to join the conversation, and I'd like you to, please leave us a voicemail about your experience with this pandemic. The number is 201-472-0785. 201-472-0785. I'm Bill Nye. And my friends, this is a pandemic. This is serious business. We're all in this together, and now more than ever, science rules. If you like Science Rules, and I hope you do, please take a moment to rate and review it in Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher. It helps us out. It helps other people learn about the show. So thank you. Science Rules Coronavirus Edition is a production of Witness Docs from Stitcher. The show is produced by Claire Rawlinson, Stephanie Kariuki, and Corey S. Powell. Our editor is Tracy Samuelson. Our engineer is Luce Fleming, who also mixed this episode. Peter Clowney is our executive producer. Special thanks to Casey Halford. Chris Bannon is the chief content officer here at Stitcher. And at Stitcher, science rules.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.